This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Happy New Year, everybody, from the cast and crew of Unscripted. Of course, I am Coffee, and I'm joined today by most of the team. Well, yeah, most of the team. Unfortunately, Rodney is living more of a rock star lifestyle than I am. I don't think Rodney can wait because it's bright and early New Year's Day. I don't know if anybody else had an eventful New Year's Eve, but that's why I'm wearing sunglasses because I've been living like a rock star this entire holiday season. Team No Sleep Road. What you guys been? What up to?
At 40 plus, you don't say you can still perform well, but the recovery period is going to be terrible, right?
Hey, leave me alone. Let me worry about that. I'll worry about consequences next week.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Interesting. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Big up on yourself. Well, as usual, you know, once me there, my head, man, take it easy, you know.
I love that for you.
So, yeah. I mean, still some sleepless nights. I had some big decisions to make. So,
yeah.
Because of that, it kind of, kind of.
What did you get to hear about one of them?
Well, I mean, one of them was choosing the recipients of the prefab homes that we had to give away. So that they kind of rest on my meds over the season. Okay, kind of hard to say, yo. I can put a roof over your head, but I can't put one over yours. So
absolutely. Being the philanthropist you are, you want to say about when you're not getting enough sleep.
Well, it's a representative of the group this time still, but yeah.
Yeah, no, so I was actually gonna ask you to just expound upon that. And I go ask everybody else to tell us about them New Year's Eve and them thing there,
But Copy, who's everybody else? I see two lovely ladies here. I mean, I know.
So we should probably introduce them. But Craig, I want to get back to that conversation. So for those who have never been on the TikTok Lives, for the people who've been on the TikTok Lives, they know Kathy and Sue. Kathy and Sue have a lot of good conversation. Kathy Bell is our producer. And Sue Tanya, so we can't give them your full name, Sue. Sue Tanya McGorge. Did I pronounce it right? Why am I not?
She muted.
McCorge.
Yeah. McCorge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm with that G. Yeah, she. That's our social media manager. So she's the one responsible for all the games I want to see and all of them clips where you see I go viral all over the internet. Sue is the genius behind all of that. You'd have been familiar with God. Myself and Craig, if you are new, we are Unscripted. We are a panel of individuals who discuss topical events or just general life events that we're experiencing sometimes and we feel like it could benefit others to hear about them. We are also very different individuals, so 9 out of 10 times you're going to get 3 different opinions, or if it's 4 of us on the panel, you get 4 different opinions. But we always find a way to respect each other and meet in the middle somewhere. And even if it means we're going to agree to disagree. We have a good time. I mean, I hope so. If you're joining us for the first time, you will do the right thing. Go so boom and click subscribe, because apparently only 15% of our viewers actually subscribe. So, you know, it would be nice if you just subscribe and just turn on the notification thing. So every time we drop one, like, oh, we work hard this New Year's Day, wake up early out of bed. I'm gonna just jump on the team star. You know what I mean? Ride, train, and have a good time. How's New Year's? How's Christmas to New Year's Eve?
One second. Stick up
here. Ride the train and have a good time.
Jump on the team, ride the train and have a good time. That's what you said?
Yeah, sir. That's what I said.
Okay. I just had to check. So make sure I'm here, correct?
What? Oh, yeah. You have something you want to ask about that whole concept?
No, sir.
Yes, the articles. How have you been?
I've been busy and very well, doing one simple thing, and that is being the world's best dad.
Oh,
Yes, sir.
I love that for you.
Oh, yes, sir.
And the
Proud
children,
of
big up
you.
the children.
Yeah, so that's my Christmas, it's my Christmas gift.
Are we expecting additions to the family in 2026?
Unless my daughter, who is 17, gets married, no additions, no.
Oh, zing, zing. I
Unexpected.
hear you, sir. I hear you, sir.
Unexpected.
I hear you. I wasn't sure which daddy you were be. Let's leave that alone.
Hey.
Hey, no. It says world's best dad, not world's best daddy. Hey, there's a difference, okay?
I true,
I
and not
hear
many people understand that distinction.
you. Thanks for pointing that out.
Imagine.
Captain Sue, who's gonna go
Yeah.
first? Let's go with Captain first.
Yeah. How was the Christmas, Kathy? How was the season?
Christmas was good, bouncing between family and seeing my mom, spent some good quality time with my mom and my
So
dad.
your
And
mom isn't family?
well, yeah, but also my extended family, like my best friend's family. I spent like New Year's Eve with her last night. We always do like a games night. That
That's
was
dope.
fun into 12 o'clock, and we all know that I don't do well late at night, so I'm still loading. But it was good. It was good. No complaints.
Something's a
Sudi
woman.
Sue.
Yeah, so
Mine
for
was good as well. Spent some time with the family. Lots of eating, lots of cooking.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a good time. A good
Which
time.
one did you which one did you do more of, eating or cooking?
The cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking.
My carry feelings. Anybody else that carry feelings? Because I never say, yo guys, my cooking come all a
Yeah.
chicken leg.
Right. Or a piece of ham or
Yeah, man, I
something.
say, yo, come all a slice of ham.
A slice of the
I'm gonna
pineapple
say, oh,
from
my
a
bad.
coconut. Right? I'm sorry.
In Sue's defense, no, Sue, don't,
No,
no.
sorry,
No,
Sue. No,
no,
sorry.
Sue, don't do that. Don't do that.
Me wouldn't sorry.
Exactly. So, first and foremost, you don't have to be sorry. You don't have to tell them sorry. You don't have to tell us sorry. See? You cook your food, you never want to give it none, and that's perfectly okay. Ain't
Yeah.
nobody mad, right?
Them two licky
However,
licky and yummy
you can at a future point sit and say,
yummy.
oh, unscripted, come through, shell down the kitchen, Syria.
Hey, God, remember this conversation over there having where I say, yo, I want to plan this cook-off thing. And you would I get for cook a meal, Craig cook a meal, I would cook a meal. We can include Ketty and Sue for sure, for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we could probably just do that one nice little potluck, five away, six away,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Because we're going to include
And
Rodney in the cooking. God, the other God who can't come on camera, who can't be seen on camera, Zine,
Right.
can offer something to. You
And
see
no
me?
face, no case, aka Dean. We
That
can
is it,
put him. We
chef.
can put Dean. We can put Dean in a little mask. Cause she can. I mean, Dean can throw down in the kitchen, in a bro. So
All
we
right,
can
there
put
you
a little
go.
mask on Dean and
And that's it.
run a thing. Yeah, man. We can go
That's
on,
it.
man.
Let's get into it though. What are we focusing on this New Year's? I mean, we're the resolutions. What are we talking about now? What are we getting into tonight?
I'd like to go. I'd like to start in a reflective space. I'd like us to look back at 2025. Hopefully, we can pinpoint a key lesson or lessons that would help us to propel forward stronger in 2026.
Okay. You start now, or you want to pick one of us?
I can start. So the first for this year, I think 2025 for me has been the most educational so far. And it probably gonna sound cheesy, but honestly, I learned more in this year about myself and about how I interact with others.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
More this year than I had learned in my previous 40 years of existence. So, I mean, combined. So this year, I put work into looking into myself, looking into how I relate to others, how I am able to impact others positively and negatively, and do some work, hard work too, around how I go about operating in these spaces where I can see that I'm having a negative impact. I want to turn that into a positive and vice versa. So, the positive more and build on them. But this year, I learned so much about myself, and it feel good for now. Say, 2025 passed. I survived 365 days when I in the hospital. When I have no court case, nobody now run me down for their money. I'm grateful. So it never all got perfect, but I'm satisfied with where we are and what I've been able to do so far in 2025.
Oh, that's pretty good stuff. When you say you learn a lot about yourself, what's the big key thing you learned about you?
is that nothing is about me. I think that was the biggest one. So there are times when people would say something and I would take it personally and feel like, why they would have said that about me? Or somebody would have do something and would have said, why did I respond to me like that versus, like this? And I got to a place where I was able to realize that none of it is about me. The truth is, people are live their own life and have their own experiences, and their responses or reactions to me has nothing to do with me. It's more of how they're internalizing how I come across and then respond based on their own experiences. So, me in a space where I'm not bother me no more. Nothing offends me, nothing hurts me. I mean, things will hurt, but for the most part, I know it's not personal. And that I think is probably bigger than anything else.
That's real growth right there. I'm not sharing my thing just yet, but on that note about learning and adapting responses to certain types of stimuli, one of them things that for me to okay, if I can get it done, I'm going to put every effort into getting it done. If it's something that's beyond my control, then we just allow that. And a lot of times I realize one of the things that is not within your control is people's attitude. People are going to people, So it is have to just back up your mind to either continue in the situation with them or don't. because what are you gonna do? You can't force people. One of them kind of thing that I used to be such a people pleaser. All right, okay, I don't want this to end on a bad note. But sometimes, really and truly, things ending on a bad note, as an example, you can't stop that. Sometimes you've done all you can do, and if it end on a bad note, at them and. While it will have an impact on you, it's really a them problem and not a me problem. So just, slide on.
Mm-hmm. Badness.
Yeah.
Badness.
Who's up next?
I can go. You want to go, Kathy? Go on, man. See you talk.
Yeah.
Go on. Get it. Go on, ladies before gentlemen.
I was just kind of realizing that what I learned kind of contradicted what Kathy learns. I learned that my life is exactly about me. I learned that a lot of what I want, I need to focus in on that. And learning more about myself in terms of learning what I want, learning what I don't want, more importantly, and just kind of realizing that life is to be grabbed, and I need to just realize that a lot of the times I was kind of taught that, you know, I need to be, see the best in people. And I think I'm realizing that I think I need to be more of a realist in terms of not seeing like, okay, well, they could become this, or they have, you know, whatever. So I think I just learned that, you know, just see what is in front of me and just try to take the best from that. And, you know, if it fits, it fits. If it doesn't, we move. So just kind of pivoting and learning, you know, life.
Yeah, I feel that. I absolutely feel that. I mean, life is about you and life is also not about you.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Facts. It goes.
Yeah, it sounds a little weird, but it is what it is. Speaking about weird things, Sue's internet is weird. Because like she got it. Yeah, but she'll be back soon now.
Hey, this is a perfect opportunity. This is how the universe works. Can I just say that I believe that we are going to land a deal with a major internet company soon.
Okay, that sounds positive.
And if we're able to do that, we will definitely put Sue at the top of the list for get quality internet. I swear, boy.
For sure.
She can finally, because every time, bro, sometimes we're up on the live and more time, if I say, Sue, go nearer to the neighbor Wi-Fi so you can. You know what I say, because, boy, it's rough. Anyway, but just have a scandal here one time. Sue the Sue, when you come back, you can burn me out. Craig was going to give his point.
For start, I had a year very similar to what Coffee was describing. I think that I've learned more about myself this year than all of the other years of my existence combined. But I also believe that that was made possible because of bits and pieces that I have learned over, you know, the rest of years in my life. Like this year was kind of the culmination of it, but kind of bringing home a lot of the points. Boy, it's amazing. The more you learn, is the more you know you don't know. You know. So it's like it's life is so much of everything. So it is not about you, and it is about you at the same time. Things, positive things happen, but they're negative at the same time, and negative things happen and they're positive at the same time. It just depends on your perspective. It just depends on what observational plane you wish to view them from. And is a thing. I think one of the main takeaways that I had this year, or I should say one of the main lessons that I learned this year, was patience, but the root of it. So most times people consider patience the ability to wait for something to happen. But it's a little bit deeper than that, because I used to always view it like that. I am one of those people that I am never afraid to make a step towards a goal that I have conceived. Never afraid. Like, you know, or maybe I should say, even if there is a little fear, I'm going to go same way. Like, fear doesn't deter me at all. So I always thought that I was one of those people with unshakable faith. But then I realized that the real root of patience is faith. So you cannot say that you have faith if you are an impatient person, because patience is that ability and willingness to fall back and allow God to do his work. Because it don't always come when you think it going to come, and it don't always happen the way you think it should happen. But it's going to happen. I watched all of the goals that I set at the beginning of last year come to fruition without my interference at all.
Dope.
And it was a...
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
It was a very strange and frightening thing because I understand now that over the years, I've really just been getting in my own way. And because I didn't want bad things to happen or negative reactions to take place, I used to do things above and beyond really what I should have been doing, but I just didn't realize. So it's like it was weird. It was almost magic. It's like I just watched them happen. And it was like, wow. Oh.
That's how the universe works.
But it's weird, man. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird because like it mind boggling, you know.
Yo, I'm so happy to hear that, you know, your 2025 goals by and large were achieved, were met. What you should probably do for this year, 2026, is putting the super lotto on it, maybe, you know.
And I might do that.
And I'm just putting that there as a reminder to you that when you clot it in a 2026, just remember Unscripted. But if you remember the whole of Unscripted, I'm going to be selfish. Remember me.
Remember God.
I endorse this message.
Yeah. Sue is back. It appears she's mobile, so the Wi-Fi at home wasn't working. She's driving to somewhere that she can actually get good data. We can see her. Well, I can see her off screen.
She's not driving.
She's in a vehicle. In a vehicle. Yeah, she's in a vehicle. She doesn't seem to be operating the vehicle based on what I'm seeing here.
Okay.
I think we cannot see her because I can see her. She's waving. She's doing a thing.
Yeah, she's doing a thing. So we won't bring Sue on screen. Oh, actually, we'll see her on the screen for real. My bad.
On screen.
But our mic mute, and I think I understand why. She might have some music in the background and other noises that really don't make for a good broadcast.
So this at the time for sign language, just channel Tony and us.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, I really need all of that. Yeah. All of that good. Jazz.
Blink twice if you need help, Sue. I don't know if she's being transported under duress.
Boy. Them kidnappers should have been careless.
Oh my God.
Right? Live.
I'm just trying to get better Wi-Fi.
I'm trying to get better Wi-Fi. Well, in your absence, Sue, Coffee did indicate that we should be securing a partnership with a major internet service provider this year. And you are a priority for receiving the benefits of that internet service. And if they are unable to provide the service wherever you reside, I think we're willing to help you get your home sold and to purchase a new one where Wi-Fi can reach.
Tell your neighbor thanks. Tell your neighbor thanks for the Wi-Fi just the same. Boy.
Yeah.
I heard her just now. Maybe she won't tell us like what were the highlights of your 2025 and the big lessons that you have as a takeaway from 2025? So,
biggest thing is peace is priceless. It is important to pour into yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup, so you have to make sure that you are pouring into yourself. Good friends, the people that you surround yourself with, very important.
Facts.
Yeah, Yeah, that's super important. But obviously she's mobile, so that might pose to be a challenge.
I think I used
to be it. Yeah. Oh, it cut out for a minute there, so.
Yeah, but she's mobile, bro. So hopefully she lands soon.
You hear me now?
Yeah, man, we're hearing you. Run again. Keep going.
Wait, where did I cut her from?
After Peace is Priceless.
Yes, Peace is Priceless. Also talking about pouring into myself as well.
What did
can't
that
pour
look
from
like?
An empty cup.
What did that look like?
Say that again.
Pouring into yourself. What did pouring into yourself look like in 2025?
Listen, I used to say yes to a lot of things. And, yeah. You know, I just only have two hands. I can't really... As much as I would love to be everywhere at all at the same time, I can't. So sometimes it requires me to just say no. Sometimes right. It requires me to stay with myself, you understand, and just reflect and, you know, as I said,
and swing on a pole
so that I can pour into others. If I am not good, then I can't give, you know. What I mean?
Yeah,
I feel it. Yeah. Did it look like swinging on a pole any other times?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, we're hearing you. I was just wondering if pouring into yourself did look like swinging on a pole at some point in your life.
All right, coffee. Yeah, let's hold off on Sue for a second, because she is mobile, so it might.
Yeah,
still
so we're not able to hear her. But yeah, 2025.
Yeah, for me, 2025, very interesting year. It was a year where I had loads of learning experiences personally and professionally too. Lots of changes. I resigned from TV. Who would have thought that I'd do
who
that?
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, but I had to do that one because...
me too.
I was about to say,
so did Craig.
Yeah, from TV this year.
We both did that this year. But and almost in the same time period, and it wasn't planned. it was weird. But as many people may know, and I guess more people will know now, my family resides in the United States of America. So I see them, I visit them 3-4 times a year. But this particular year, I had to spend more time, longer visits away with them. And as a result of that, you can't maintain a solid TV presence in absence, you know? So I made a hard choice to do that. Well, you know, in the end, it wasn't a difficult choice because family, work, come on now. It wasn't that mm-hmm. difficult. But it was... a bit of a challenge to arrive at that point, you know. Being on TV for that morning show is a long-standing dream, it's a childhood dream, and you know, one of those things that I'm so happy about how my life has unfolded is that I've been able to have what most people would call dream jobs, in terms of the literal work, but also the jobs I dreamed of having and getting an opportunity to do, I've been able to do that. So I'm a big football fan, huge football fan. I don't get the dream job of working with Liverpool Football Club yet, but I've worked with the Jamaica Football Federation for a few years, probably about 4 years, in charge of media relations and press relations. I worked at Red Stripe. I remember as a kid driving into Kingston along Spanish Town Road, and I'd see those big silos with the Red Stripe branding on it. And I was like, yo, Mo, I want this one day. And we get to work. And I was there for a while, and I still have a very good relationship there. TVJ was another one such. Anyhow, enough of the history lesson. This year was a big year for learning and development. Added a whole bunch of stuff to my resume, to my CV, and I'm very thankful for that. Training in public relations, in project management, in artificial intelligence, which is something that's ongoing. So there's a lot of that. This podcast, the Unscripted Podcast, was another big learning for me, because here we are using this online platform to record and to interact and you know, get the episodes out. And it helped me to learn more about coffee and learn more about Craig and Rodney, especially Rodney, with whom I've had a working relationship for a very long time in media. So, man, enough learnings, a lot of personal learning, as Sue said, kind of pouring into myself. I've also learned to become much more calm, even though I still have a far way to go. I smile a lot, I laugh a lot, but like in my head, I'm always going through something, you know? And I'm happy that over the course of this year, I was like, yo, all right, you know what I've got? Stop sweating the small stuff, you know, or sweat a lot less of the small stuff. You know, and I'm taking that into 2020.
Lie.
Was it my internet? Because I wonder if I'm here, you know.
No, I look like I got one.
Lord what? Jesus, the big United States of America.
Oh no.
What is happening here?
Oh no.
Hey, you see what God can do with Elon Musk internet? Youth.
And the wickedest thing, you know, I am control who you see, you know, so we can.
So right now, we have this.
I'll see you on Bill.
Hey, there we Elon, go. Elon, free up.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what's happening this morning. It's the second time that the internet feed has gone down a bit.
Third.
It's the third time there. Elon. Hey, Elon, I laugh with people in a crate.
Look, sir.
Sir.
You want to assert him leadership?
Mm-hmm. And I let them know, yo, don't feel like so because they're so can,
could
they
are free. So could I go for some more eggnog and come back?
Well, I'm just, you see, my smart boy, I'm going to top up my cereal real quick. Pow. God, probably I'm going to need another.
All right, here we go again. I'm back. Sorry about that. You know, as I mentioned, Elon, right? I probably should switch to Starlink for this very reason. I should switch to Starlink.
No, I believe so. Elon control the internet the way they want to. A few internet,
right? but yeah, like I said, lots of learnings and sweating less of the small stuff. So I give thanks for that. I give a lot of thanks for that. I'm very, very happy that I have developed in that way. And then there are other ways that I've also grown, and I'm not talking physically, just because of my connection to a particular fraternity. I have grown quite a bit there. There are new areas of study that I'm pursuing, and that the lessons from those areas of study, I have started to apply to my daily living, and I'm nice. Seeing some huge dividends, receiving some huge dividends from that. So, you know, give thanks.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I mean, it's nice when you can invest your time and then see the rewards. I mean, from a professional standpoint, and for the first time in my life, I haven't been in a space where I feel like I need to chase a job within a 9-to-5 career, because if you know me, you know I've always been that guy. I've always had my 9-to-5 job, but I would do other stuff, music, TV, whatever else. This year I decided, you know, after the end of my contractual agreement with my last employer, I said, you know what, let's pour into me. Let's see what I can do when I am representing me and working for me and enterprises that I am directly involved in, i.e. Unscripted, like a farm venture, you know, them little things, my consultancy, because I also do business consultancy. So, I mean, if you have a professional, if you have a challenge, I move roadblocks ultimately. So if you have a challenge in your space, or if I see where your operations aren't streamlined properly, I can literally go into your enterprise, spend maybe a month, maybe 2 months, learn the inner workings of your business, and then propose a resolution that 9 out of 10 times will give you increased optimization on everything, not just your output, but your performance, your customer experience, your customer service, all of those things. So I pour into those ventures this year. I mean, it worked for the most part, but I did learn a lot as well. You know, sometimes things don't necessarily go the way you plan it. And you have to pivot, you know what I mean, and adjust how you operate just based on the new variables that are presented. And that's pretty much what I do when I go into a business space as well. So I do the same thing for myself, and it's been working. I learned a lot. I'm very much grateful for all the experiences that I've had. As God said, I've had practically all of my dream jobs, and I completed all of them. But at the same time, I'm in a space where I feel like I could also educate those who are traveling a similar path or even a different path, but could use guidance and elements of my own experience to build on their own development. So that's what I've been trying to do for this year. Just want to expand and help people.
Yeah, man, that makes sense. That makes a whole heap of sense, bro. You know, one of the other things that I'm realized though, not so much with me, but just kind of in a more general way, is, I don't know how to put it, but I'm going to speak about Hurricane Melissa, right? We all experienced it in different ways, and it might sound cliche, but it's so true. And that one statement is like, I don't call it now, multi-sectoral. Like, you can look at it from so many different angles, like, or multifaceted, whatever. You know, so on so many different levels. I think as a country, you know, disasters, natural disasters, any kind of crisis, to be honest. I always say within every crisis, there's an opportunity, or there are opportunities. And that's definitely true. We've seen that. But also, for me, it exposed a lot of people. It exposed a lot of things that maybe you probably thought of before, but then now you actually realize it. Like, oh, wow, it's staring you dead in the face, you know? And I don't want to get into the politics of it all, and I don't mean like
greenhouse versus orangehouse.
Yeah, greenhouse versus orangehouse. Thank you. Not even from that side, but just the look at nitty gritty things in terms of how people see each other and see themselves, and the categories and boxes into which people put themselves. Right. But what I will say is this: that I'm so encouraged by the sense of community and neighborly and brotherly love that still exists across the country. A lot of times you'll get an impression, if you're really just looking at it from a surface level or what you tend to see more of on your screens, say the country are mash up and people are nice no more, and woman stay this away and man stay that the way they. You know, but it was so good to see the spirit of community on display. I don't know if it's necessarily because during that episode, that time, which by the way is just 2+ months old, right? Mm-hmm. Last week's Sunday was the 28th of December.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Mm-hmm. And that would make it exactly 60 days since the passage of that hurricane through the island, you know? And it feels like it's way more than 60 days. It feels like I probably was 60 months, facts, you know? But one of the things that I was so happy to see was that spirit of community, how people banded together, particularly in the disaster zones. Again, when you're batting against the wall, sometimes it makes you realize what truly matters. Because one of those things that came out glaringly to me was, you could have reached a little more. Your money can save you in a certain situation.
Absolutely.
You understand me? There is a friend, a connection of mine out in the West, right? And that man usually has a certain amount of U.S. currency in a safe at home. And you talk about what's in his various bank accounts, and the types of investments that he holds. And it's fair to say he's a rich man. He's well to do. Right?
Right.
He doesn't have many problems that money can't solve. But where he resides, him get cut off. Man literally get cut off. You understand me? And just was unable to do what he would want to do in the moment. And thankfully, him live good with him neighbor them, and he was able to take in people because their properties were damaged way worse than his, you know. And him said to me, say, boy, I'm glad say everybody around him in terms of the community was able to benefit from what he had, and it made him feel so good in the end that even though him couldn't, in money, it never matter if he was rich in the moment or poor in the moment, because there's nothing they could do but be there for each other, you know?
Yeah, man.
There you go.
So, yeah, Missy man with all three SUV in, you know, them yard full of gas, and make sure say that full of gas, and make sure say the window them plywood up, them make sure,
yeah, man,
say,
ready,
make secure, sure say them have all 2-3 generator in, you know, them yard. When water run through that, man, flood, none of the vehicle them can move, so it just waste. None of the generator them can work, or them flood out, and the river. I know if mud is almost like a clay, like a black clay in the generator. Yeah. So the generator them useless. Like it's like it just yo, mash up enough people. Wicked, wicked, wicked. But it level off things too. It level the playing field too. Because as you said, it wasn't about money or the lack of it. You know, everybody get damaged the same way, and it kind of bring everybody to the same level. So make you understand, say, your brother is still your brother, regardless of what you might think. The thing that stay, you know, still the same. You know, so it's like, it kind of bring people together nicely, as you said. You know, as much as it was a disaster, yeah, there is a bright side to it. Huh?
Yeah, one of the things I want to add is just a reminder to everybody that while the event itself has gone 60 plus days ago, the recovery effort is something long term. So if you are able to continue supporting, please do. If you are mentally and in your own heart in a place where you are beyond getting the clicks and the likes and the subscriptions because you're showing what you are doing, please continue to give, because it's no longer a hot topic immediately, but people still are going to need help. Yeah?
So thank you for that setup. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's the perfect setup for where I was going. I think we started out on a conversation and we paused because we wanted to introduce the new members that were part of people we're seeing on camera for the first time. But I recall Craig explaining that he was losing sleep over a situation, and I wanted him to explain just a bit more about what's happening with this prefab home. And then maybe even if you give away one right now, maybe this could be the platform that could get you some additional funding for you to give away 2 or 3 more homes. Because it, as God rightfully said, it's a marathon and not a sprint. You know, right. Now that it's not a hot topic anymore and people aren't talking about Hurricane Melissa as much, there might not be as many people willing to pour in to the situation and pour into the space, because there is nothing to be gained from it in terms of their own personal agendas. But we are still in a space where we know our people down west, them need help, them need housing, them need food, them need clothes. So, I mean, Kirk, talk about your initiative and let's see if we can get some more people to jump on it.
Okay, yeah, well, when I saw the devastation, immediately I knew that it was not going to be an immediate fix. I understood that it was important for us to respond, but also it was also important and our duty to plan a tiered approach to this response. So we already had a tour coming up in a Japanese tour coming up. So what I did was I set up a, and this is with TOK. So because I handle benevolence and charity with several different organizations. So I'm speaking about the TOK one because I was spearheading that and kind of molded that to how I thought that it should be approached. So what we did was we did a doublet session in the beginning to raise a lump sum amount so with that now we use that for the care packages, the purchase of building supplies, but not so much building supplies as much as immediate not recovery, but immediate solutions to the situation. So like tarpaulins, generator fuel, Starlink, like things like that that were immediate. That is one. Second, I set up a future dub plating, which is gonna happen in the summer. So that is June, July. You will see that again. So all of those expenses that came with the first one, that has already been booked for the second one. So the second one, whatever income comes in, is going to go directly towards the relief efforts. Apart from that, now when we went to Japan, a portion of the tour was taken from that, as well as the income that came, or the revenue that came from merch sales for the Japan tour. So with that now, we were able to purchase two prefabricated homes. That's the trailer homes from MVP. Big up to MVP. Big up to Ramesh also. They were very instrumental in us getting that done. So we purchased two homes. And as I said, you know, we had to go through the process of choosing, you know, who would be the recipients of these homes. So that as well is a solution, because now I believe that, yes, there are people that still need these initial care packages and stuff like that. But at the same time, many people are in the rebuilding process. So people going to need, you know, building supplies, people going to need the items for masonry, the items for carpentry, the items for these things, like not so much plumbing, you know, these things, you know, kind of come with it. Plumbing a little bit less expensive, but yeah. So like the 2x4, them the 4x4, them the ply board, things like that, windows, doors,
nails, you know,
things like that, nails are a whole heap on the boy. I'm buying nails in a week to write him. Whenever when people tell me that them 2.5-inch concrete nail, them, it's like the amount of that one buy is like, you know, it was like almost paramount on a lot of people's lists.
Well, it's sell by the pound, so it not.
Mosquito destroyer, then because some rat poison, what people wouldn't think about, you know, those things were very needed. So, you know, luckily, you know, we were able to kind of set up a tiered approach to the response, and I think that it has helped a lot of people.
So, Craig, given that we have this opportunity now where we're talking about it, can you just put out a message to say, hey, if you find it interesting and you feel like this is something you want to support, this is your opportunity to benefit. And at the same time, while you are benefiting from this plan that we have, at the same time, you get X amount of the plates or whatever it is, however you want to structure it.
Not yet. Not so for the dub plates, not yet. As I said, that is further down in the year. So that is like June, July. I'm thinking to go back there. So at that point, no, we will, because dub plates is a quick, it happened really quickly, you know. So it don't mean I sense try to take orders from now, or it don't mean I sense collecting any money and putting it aside to wait on situations like that. So no, not for that. But what I can direct people to do is if it is in your reach, if you can afford to sponsor some of these prefabricated homes, I think they go for a little under $1 million each. If you can afford to sponsor any of those, to look into it, you know, of course, I wouldn't expect enough to just jump and say, you'll say a million dollars here. No, but look into the possibility of perhaps donating one of those homes to somebody that is desperately in need, then I would suggest that you do so. There are many people you can reach out to. The person that I was dealing with directly is Sonny Zhang from MVP Imports. She's very accommodating. She's very giving and what's the word, transparent. So once you have it and you can do it, then she will facilitate that. So that's what I would direct people to do at the moment. Of course, there are several initiatives happening. World Central Kitchen is still doing their thing. Food for the Poor is still doing their thing. Several organizations. Ramesh is still working hard. Like there are several places that you can link up and get involved with. So I suggest you do so. Yeah.
Yeah, man, you heard it here first. So as Craig said, listen, if you feel like you want to invest, and that's not just for individuals, we're also talking to the CEOs and the businesses who are in a space, and maybe they're in a position where maybe their charities or whichever means they have to give back to the community. A lot of companies, and I've been in corporate for the longest time, so I know a lot of companies have a thing called CSR, which is corporate and social responsibility. So if it is within your realms to say, you know what, I have $1 million under my CSR budget, let me donate one prefab home, that then, of course, reach out to Kirk, reach out to Ramesh, and that is your opportunity to give a home to a family. And that's something that that's an infinite investment, because that family could live in that home for the next 30, 40, 50 years. You know what I mean? So that's not just you giving something. You know, oftentimes the stuff that we get from enterprises and companies is probably like a key ring or a lighter or an opener, which, yeah, it's cool. It's a nice little token of your appreciation. But this is an infinite investment. The investment that you're going to make is finite. You're going to make $1 million for a home. But in terms of the return on that investment, that family could have occupied that space for generations. You know what I mean? So the result of your finite investment is infinite. So think about it. Look at how you can probably gift a home to our family this year. And let's try to build Jamaica, rebuild Jamaica. I think we're going through all of 2025. Maybe we want to look at like the plans for 2026, what we would like to see, what our plans are, what are our non-negotiables for 2026. How are you feeling, guys?
Kathy, make Kathy go first this time.
Let's Craig start with Kathy. She's been quiet. Let's go, Kathy.
You know, usually I'm behind the scenes, so it's a habit. This year, 2026, I want to kind of break down my habits on an elemental level. I think in terms of my friendships, my business, I want to communicate better, and I feel like habitually there have been like things that I need to decode and reset, and that's like a big part of what I want to do in 2026. Do that, build, and use that to build on all my endeavors. So fun times.
Yeah, you don't have to look so excited either.
Right?
she
can't help herself. Remember what she said about people who call her Katy?
Meow.
Katy.
Ah, guys.
Katy.
Meow. Yeah, but serious business. Just like, you know, kind of that kind of elemental reset.
Hey, Kathy, I'm going to put a business out there right now. Okay. So, folks, Kathy developed an allergy to cats. I don't know if she developed it on purpose because she was a cat person growing up. And then in the middle of her teen years, she's like, you know, I hate cats. I'm going to get allergic to them. Anyhow, I have an idea for you, Kathy.
Okay.
Like, as much as you are...
Let's not do that.
In as much as you are allergic to cats and you despise people calling you Katty instead of Kathy, right?
Right.
So, no, that's my son, y'all. That's yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So,
thing two is crazy.
Yeah, those are my kids, thing one and thing two, and then Mrs. Williams over there is the thing maker.
Oh. The thing oven. I leave them to bake. It takes about 9 months.
Yeah, just pops them out. There you go. No, Kathy, you should have like a social media profile, right? That's dedicated to images of cats, especially if they're funny images, like, and you just, yeah, and you could probably call it like Bella Meow or something.
hey yo. This is my third drink this morning, and remember, I was up till about 2-3 a.m. Big up the people, big up the promoters of what is something name.
No worries, sir. Jesus Christ. That event.
No. Hey, stop it. Euphoria. Mm-hmm. Euphoria was a midnight experience, bro. Like, the man them have the dopest fireworks.
Pause. Them appear with?
That part.
That's true.
They're not appear with.
But here we are.
Cool.
I wake up this morning, not sober. I'm a continue my drinking. So you can imagine the state of me in there right now.
Sir, but you realize this is going out on the internet, right? Like, you were saying this.
Okay. But you, carry on, you are the person. Mm-hmm. You are the person that made the suggestion of Kathy creating a page with cat videos.
Yeah.
You should have leave that to me. Me, I don't want no drunk. Why you not leave that to me?
It's not a drunk guy. Hold on.
I don't feel like focus.
No, I feel like God, I try to take the drunken recommendations off of my plate, because that was a drunken recommendation.
No, I'm helping you. I'm a friend. I don't know if you realize though, but profiles up with animals do very well online. But just to make you know that still. But as I say,
I would know.
All right. Okay, cool.
I would know.
So,
well, as an animal.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Kathy, you hear that? Take that recommendation. 2026. 2026, yeah. Guys. What we're looking forward to, what we're doing, what's the plan, how we're going to make ourselves and the show better?
Make the show better. I think, I don't ever have to speak about the plans to make the show better, except
we'll have to talk about the plans of the show.
Right, but yeah, it must be on the agenda to make the show better. We're doing our own internal audits and checks, and we know that we've got something great going on, and there are ways to improve it. So I'm sure that's a commitment everybody is willing to make. On a personal note, I think one of the things that I've got to do better, I'm not setting it as a goal, like a resolution per se. It's just something that will help me overall. To procrastinate less. I get a lot done, but there's also a lot that I don't get done. And there's also a lot that I put myself under so much pressure to get done, you know, because I don't act immediately or act in a timely manner. Some of that is driven by how I prioritize. And I've recognized that. I've literally mapped it out. did a whole study on myself. It's on a spreadsheet. Yes, I'm a nerd. But yeah, but it
pays to be a nerd. Yeah. Rotted.
Issues.
Hey boy, Donald Trump not laugh with you, boy. He's back. Hey.
Yeah. But I say no, that it's the way I grow, it's the way I learn, and I think it's a good thing that I'm self-aware enough to recognize it and be willing to do something about it, and I'm so committed to it. I think one of the other things that I have to work on as well, again, not so much a New Year's resolution, but just generally going forward, is I have so many varied interests. I really have to prioritize, you know, like pick a niche, pick two, and just zero in on those and build on those. And then the remainder of interests, I just kind of treat as a bit of a weekend adventure type vibe, you know? I think once I achieve that goal or start pushing in that general direction, I'll achieve even more, you know? So I love what I've been able to do, but I know that there is more to be done once I streamline in a much more strategic way. And that's on a personal note, because professionally, you know, the people I work with say I'm killing it. So me just take for them word feed. Like, I just see myself as checking another box.
What you say? You think you're killing it?
No, it's not the time for humility. No, just no,
are you killing it?
No.
Come and believe me. No, you're killing it.
All right. Yes.
It's okay to say yes. Thank you.
That is something I have to work on too.
Yeah, like, man. Really forget the humility today. Today is the day when you say you're killing that shit. Kill that shit.
Yeah, man. No, yeah, man. For real. Yeah.
Kill that shit. Get it.
I am.
2026, what it look like? Mad sofas. Hey, for people who don't follow Katy, yo, Katy sometimes if I tear apart some sofa and the sofa them come with cat hair, but you're allergic to cats. That's how we learned all about this cat allergy and all of them things. But 2026, what you see yourself doing? How you see yourself growing and being a better person?
I see myself, as I said, becoming a better communicator and just like being dependable, you know, I just want to develop relationships in a more meaningful way than I have been, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So what that look like?
That looks like coming out of the box that I've placed myself in. I think I put myself in like a nice comfort zone and just like being by myself. I want to get out of that box. I want to try new stuff, put myself in like new situations, do stuff that I've always wanted to do. Okay, go hiking. I feel it. Yeah, those kind of stuff. Counting outside adventures.
All right, cool. So don't say party. If by the middle of the year, I'm here, you go hiking one time, I know what I'm going to do.
Listen, please do keep me accountable.
I will hold you accountable. Craig.
I think I'm going to start 2026 with a prayer. I think I'm going to pray for the people who have to deal with me for 2026, because I don't know how I'm going to manage me at all. I think that 2025 has taught me that management of existing resources is key. And I have an abundance of resources at my disposal. So I have come to the heavy realization now that I really don't have to sing another note or do another show for the rest of my life. So in order for me to do it, it have to mean something. So the promoter, they're going to feel it. The producer, they're going to feel it, because like, I'm coming from a place where I'm just excited to do new things. So like me just want a voice, and me just want to do a show, me just want to do that. And that's great, you know, I've lost that. But now I understand the weight and the value of my performance and my vocals. So it's a very different vantage point that I'm coming from, or a very different platform that I skydiving off of. So it's like, you know, I will approach everything with that weight come 2026. So, you know, starting today, you know, it's yesterday's price is not today's
price. Not today's price.
Yeah. That is for sure. That goes without saying. But outside of that, it's like, you know, is life too, you know. The investment in the expansion of my horizons is what is important. So it's not so much giving to other people's visions and other people's, but is understanding the vision that I have for myself and my movement, my family, my career, my solo career, my group career, understanding how my vision interrelates with others' visions. And if it doesn't, then fuck off quickly, you know. It's not even like saying and without emotion or feeling or hard feelings or anything. It's just that this no blame, no, you know. Once upon a time it never used to be like that, but now I understand that you know, all of these things is really just information. There's no emotion attached to it. There are things need to look a certain way in order for them to work within the framework that we have organized. And if it don't look that way, then it can't work, and then we'll move on. And if we catch each other on the rebound, then we'll catch each other on the rebound. If we don't, then it's all good too. You know, so I believe that I will approach everything like that in 2026.
Hey, that is beautiful.
Craig won't say it. I don't think he can say it here, but 2026 is going to be a big year.
A very
big year. Lots of learning. Learning experiences are loading for Craig. Lots of enlightenment.
Agree. True. Like to say. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's already nice. It's already nicer.
I'll copy it for you quickly because we're still have to run out of the studio.
Listen, 2026, as Craig said, I want to start my mine with a prayer. And the prayer is for those who did wish bad prior to 2025. And I know you did that hate watch and you say, yo, look how he might fail. Look how he might drop on him face. Unfortunately, having failed and fallen on my face several times, I've managed to get back up, and now I'm in a space. So I'm like, oh, falling on your face is a part of the process. That is beautiful. Yeah. So I'm gonna fall on my face again. I'm gonna fail again, but I'm gonna keep falling on my face and getting up and moving forward. And I'm gonna fail forward every time. So I understand you might not love to see it. It might make your stomach turn sometimes when you see it, but that's on you. That really is because you don't like to see other people grow and evolve and become better. So, fam, 2026 is going to be great. I already know what's going to happen. There are some things where I just need to put pen to paper, and then we're literally in a better position. My goal this year is to take all that I've learned and try to feed that back in a way that those who are following a similar trajectory or might have similar doubts in their minds, or they might have questions about how they can go about things. I want to be in a position where I can offer that type of guidance and experience and just educate those based on my own failures and successes too. It certainly hasn't been 100% failure, you know what I mean? It's just that in order for you to see real success, it comes after about 80% failure. You know what I mean? You have to fail, then redesign, try again, fail again, redesign. You know what I mean? So I want those who haven't started that journey, just learn from my failures so I can shorten the learning curve for you. But yeah, that's the space I'm in. I'm happy that we're here. I'm happy that I've gotten to this place. and not much, there really isn't much that can get to me at this stage. Once my no say, yo, my family good, my kids are right, them taken care of, the rest of it is gravy. You know what I mean? We just keep growing on what we started, building on what we already know, and hopefully we can turn it into a collective success story.
Yeah. You mentioned something at the top of your response just now. And I think I want to kind of build on it. Not build on it in this discussion, but it's something that I think we need to talk about. Because, like, all right, my whole thing is, right, we hear you mention, like, essentially haters, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a theme in music, Jamaican music, you know? Bad Mind and haters. And Dirty Hanna him alone, and I just know. Never why you want a single out an artist still, but anyhow, big him up same way. But I do not know a hater in my life. Like, I don't. I mean, I'm not saying it don't exist, you know. Me don't know, me literally don't know nobody with Bad Mind me. Mark you, me might know people. And then Bad Mind me, but me not know say.
don't get me wrong. You not giving them energy is good. But so, I didn't know them either. But it's after the fact, I'm like, yo, so this person hate me. And I said, but what am I doing? I never do nothing. But over time, I learn say, so, oh, gee, you just hate me because I highlight the things that you are deficient in. I understand.
So,
I'm sorry.
So one of the things I want to have us discuss as a topic in Unscripted this year is this concept of the Jamaican hater, the Jamaican bad mind person, the Jamaican dirty ass person.
We can do that.
Oh, that is definitely a topic we should discuss.
Like, really, easy, but easy. No, I want to talk about it because maybe I'm naive, maybe I'm oblivious, maybe I don't give a fuck.
A sister of mine took on this topic one time, you know, Jackie Jackson. Big up to Jackie. She did take on this topic one time, the psychology of bad mind. So all the information is out there on it. But there are two quick things that I want to add just for context. Because sometimes when I talk very black and white and people might not understand. So earlier I said that in 2025, everything that all goals that I've set in the beginning of 2025 ended up coming to fruition at the end of the year. But what I need to add is that none of it never happened when I wanted it to happen at all. Nothing. So everything was like an unstable platform that I was standing on and moving from. So everything was unknown at first and everything was like confused, but I just trod in faith and with the knowledge, not just the belief, with the knowledge that it was going to work out for my benefit. And it eventually did. That is one thing. To add and so even in times of tremendous challenge, just understand so even that is there to teach you something that you're going to need in order to move forward to the next stage of your life. Which is one. And two is when I say, if things don't look a certain way, I'm quick for just throw it away nowadays. But that is because I am fully aware now of how many people and families and households and communities depend on me and certain things that I have to put in place to get certain things done that I really just don't have the time. To go out of the prescribed, because sometimes you have to think out of the box and you have to step out of the box. But at the end of the day, there are things that I need in order to fulfill my responsibilities and requirements. And a lot of those requirements and responsibilities come from a broader community and not just my family and my friends, but their families and their friends and employees and their families and their friends and communities that depend on benevolence from this foundation and from this thing. So when I tell you a price, it necessary? Yes, I would. But not that I needed to explain, but it's important for people to understand that, you know.
You just have to quantify that.
Yeah, sometimes when you hear people say certain things, you know, it is because of the weight of the contribution that they are required to give.
That's dope. We're gonna hold 1 hour and 10 minutes. Let's close. What will be our closing words on this beautiful segment? We're gonna start with Kathy again, because Kathy is quiet over there, and you want to say.
Kathy, you have 15 seconds. Let's make it 15 seconds.
Go. I like where Craig was going with that part. Trust in the divine timing. That's my wrap up.
Good. All right, yo, Craig.
Faith and patience. Make it big.
Faith and for me, focus internally, build internally to make the world a better place.
And lastly, I just want to say, trust yourself. You know what I mean? You will have your own vision, and everybody will tell you that it will never work just based on the fact that they're putting their own limitations on you. Don't accept it. Throw away their limitations. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself. Move forward.
All right. That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah. People, big up on yourself. It has been a lovely 2025. We're now into 2026. Let's make 2026 bigger and better and brighter. From the cast and crew of Unscripted, I want to say love, love, and love alone. And until the next episode, we've been Unscripted. Peace. What is in my beard? Right. I'm out.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.